The Broncos are finally back to business. They return with the bitter taste of defeat still fresh 2 weeks later.
Lynch to the goal line. This one's over.
Denver looking to bounce back against undefeated Arizona. Now a rejuvenated Broncos offense and a reloaded defense fired up to get back to their winning ways this Sunday at Mile High.
Let's go ahead out here and make plays, man.
Fox on Fox starts right now.
Welcome into Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Week 5 of the NFL season, coach. Only game number 4, though, for the Broncos. Kind of that bizarre early bye week. How's the team doing? How are you doing? How's the coaching staff doing? Rejuvenated? Re-energized?
Oh, no doubt. You know, you always look forward to that bye week. It gives you time to step back. You know, watch everybody else play. Those are all, you know, helpful experiences watching. So we've had a great week of preparation, and we're ready to go against the Arizona Cardinals.
Traditionally, coming out of the bye week, the Broncos have been superb, 19-6 since the merger. You've had a good run of that as well in your career. What's the secret?
You know, again, it's in this league, it's, you know, not so much when, but who. And so it always comes down to that, and, you know, we'll have a huge test Sunday.
Big story this week. You get your weak side linebacker back, Danny Trevathan. I know you're excited about that. Before that, let's go ahead and hear what some of your teammates have to say, Terrence Knighton as well as Raheem Moore.
Happy to have him back. You know, brings a lot more attitude to the defense. You know, it's not that, you know, B. Marsh didn't. It's just Danny's more of a, you know, he's more of a feisty guy.
You know, he got the swag out there. I mean, whenever you're making plays, that's a swag. That's a different swag for that person. So, you know, we're excited to have him back. I mean, he looked great out there.
Coach, I'm not sure that's the vocabulary you might use, swag, but there is something about getting a guy like Danny Trevathan back.
Well, you know, I mean, he was probably arguably our best linebacker coming into the season. He had a terrific year last year, and, you know, he's been an impact since we've drafted him. So, you know, obviously his teammates, the coaching staff, you know, everybody involved is happy to have him back.
And he really is kind of the quarterback of the defense, so to speak, right? I mean, pre-snap and getting everybody coordinated and lined up. How big of a job does he have, and how thankful are you in that aspect?
Well, it's huge because, I mean, he's an all four down player. So he plays in the kicking game. He plays on third down. You know, Brandon Marshall, the young man that stepped in for him, did a terrific job in his absence. But, you know, it's great to have the varsity guy back.
Good way to put it. Let's move on now. You get him back for an all-important game. You had the Arizona Cardinals coming to town, 3-0 Arizona Cardinals. What is it that's so challenging about this week's game, Coach?
Well, I think, you know, offensively they've got big receivers, both Floyd, you know, and Fitzgerald. They've got a tight end, Carlson, that can stretch the field, get down the middle. You know, they've got a big physical offensive line, and they stay patient, trying to create third manageables with the run game. Then defensively, they're a top five defense. They're big and physical up front. They got arguably, you know, two of the best tandems at corner. So, you know, they're a good team.
You touched on a lot of it there. You guys are going to have your hands full. Defensively, they like to bring the blitz. You guys have one of the best pre-snap blitz recognizing quarterbacks in all of football. A lot of chess match there, I think, back and forth. How much time's on the clock before you got to get the snap off, trying to see what the defense is doing. What is that challenge like in trying to figure that thing out?
Well, I mean, it's that challenge every week. All these games take on different personalities, and you know, it'll be a huge test for our offense, Peyton included. You know, they're going to try to disguise and mix up what they do, and they do it all. I mean, they do a tremendous job of coaching, and they've got great players executing it.
All right, thanks, Coach. And we'll be back with much more from John Fox in just a little bit. But first up, Raul Martinez is standing by back in studio with a look at this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. We'll break down the Cardinals' big weapons in just a minute, but first, some breaking news coming from the Broncos. The team announcing it has officially parted ways with Matt Prater. The Pro Bowl kicker was the longest tenured player on the Broncos roster, having spent 7 seasons in Denver. Last year, he was the league's most accurate kicker and set a new NFL record, splitting the uprights from 64 yards out. The move comes on the heels of Prater's 4-game suspension. He was expected to be reinstated this week, but the team said kicker Brandon McManus has earned the starting job. Now back to Arizona, and when you look at the Cardinals, you don't see a long list of superstars. Instead, this is a well-coached team that works together on both sides of the ball to find ways to win. But don't be fooled, the Cardinals have some serious talent, and it starts with wideout Larry Fitzgerald. Even without a solid starting quarterback, Fitzgerald is one of the league's most dynamic receivers. And on the ground, an up-and-coming speedster and second-year back Andre Ellington. He's been productive while nursing a bad foot all season and should be close to full speed on Sunday. Now to the meat and potatoes of this team, the defense. And for the second game in a row, Denver will face one of the game's top corners in Patrick Peterson. The Cardinals bring the blitz more than any team in the NFL, putting a lot of pressure on their shutdown corners. It will be up to the Broncos receivers to win those one-on-one battles on the outside. And he's a force to be reckoned with on the field, number two on the team in tackles. But you may be surprised to hear how Nate Irving winds down when he's off the field, plus what the linebacker hopes to do after his football career. And dance like a butterfly, sting like a bee, why Pot Roast says his fists of fury give him an edge on Sundays.